Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up, Hill Notes, in about 20 minutes, we will play the best ones back, and you can leave a Hill Note now on any topic if you're one who is enraged over Shime's lead this morning. Like several texters, then you can leave a Hill Note on that. May have been Shime's Thinks guy who was there with a Shime's Thinks shirt on Friday. I don't know if you saw that or not,
Shime. I did see that, Greg. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't there to say hello to the man.
Very angry text message suggesting you have no idea what you're talking about with regard to your lead this morning about Aaron Rodgers.
So, yeah, generally people think that I have no clue what I'm talking about, but in this case I do, because Aaron Rodgers is kind of, he's not the same quarterback he once was, and the guy had trouble winning even when he was great anyways. Like, some of those seasons he had in Green Bay were phenomenal. Just tremendous quarterback seasons, and yet, when the lights get bright, almost similar to myself, he crumbles, and it is what it is.
Would you be surprised if Aaron Rodgers doesn't even make it through the entire season?
No.
Like, I wouldn't.
Not at all.
That's what's crazy to me, mm-hmm. is for the Steelers to put all their eggs in this basket. I saw
because they know they need to win. They know they got to win.
Yeah, but if he's not going to make it through,
he'll make it through the season.
Mm.
How many games did Steelers win last year?
10.
10, exactly. With stanky Russell Wilson, my boy Justin Fields, who didn't play that much.
You completely disagree with
Shime,
by the way.
I completely disagree with this.
You think this is a great move by the Steelers?
Smart by the Steelers. You got him on basically a one-year deal. You're a team that won 10 games last year, got to the playoffs, had quarterback issues anyways, and was still able to get to the playoffs with a guy like Russell Wilson.
Wiggy, the Minnesota Vikings didn't want him, and they haven't seen J.J. McCarthy throw a pass
yet in the
NFL.
That's because they drafted J.J. McCarthy, what, 15th overall?
The only team that wants him is the Steelers.
And he was their third choice.
And it's
if
by
you listen
desperation.
To Schefter.
Yeah.
That was their third choice.
So who was their first choice?
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Then they couldn't get it done with
right.
him. It was Justin Fields, and then they ended up with Aaron Rodgers. So that's what I'm saying. Like, smart choice by the Steelers. Yeah, they needed a quarterback because I'm sure people don't think Mason Rudolph can get it done. But
so what happened with Justin Fields then?
I don't know.
He felt slighted by the organization for benching him after 4 weeks last year and putting in Russell Wilson. And so he said, screw you guys, I'm going to go play for the Jets.
And the Jets paid him almost four times what the money is for Aaron Rodgers.
$20 right. million a year.
So they weren't going to pay him that Pittsburgh then?
I doubt it. But I would also say the way in which Aaron Rodgers played last year was awful, and he's not going to get older. Tom Brady ruined our brains. He made us think that it's okay, you're going to get better as you get into your 40s. The way that the Steelers played last year with their roster, the over under didn't budge in win total when Aaron Rodgers signed. which tells you a lot about what the betting public thinks of Aaron Rodgers' ability.
So what was the over on the win total? I bet it was probably 9.
Right. It stayed at 9.
All right. So that's, I mean, that's still a pretty good over.
Well, you said they had a stanky guy, and now they have Rodgers. Why wouldn't it go up to
him?
Well,
because I don't think the Vegas looks at Aaron Rodgers the way I look at Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, right? I think they look at him like.
Well, clearly.
Right. I think they look at him like this guy will get you 10 wins.
Well, and you said earlier this morning that the Steelers roster is much better than the Jets roster when he went to it. I don't know if I agree with
I would say that the Steelers roster is better in the sense of on offense, DK Metcalf is better than any wide receiver that the Jets have.
I mean, and they had Garrett Wilson.
And I'm not saying Garrett Wilson's not.
And Davante Adams.
I'm not, but Davante Adams was kind of washed. Let's be honest.
Aaron Rodgers was the GM putting that offense together.
Right. But he's not going to do that in Pittsburgh. I think the organization is a better fit for Aaron Rodgers, a guy that if he doesn't have respect for you, it can go off the rails very quickly. I don't think you're going to do that with Mike Tomlin. I think there's probably a different conversation. Mike Tomlin is the type of guy, whether you agree or disagree that he's a good coach, he's the type of guy that's going to sit down with you in person and say, here's what I expect from you. I don't care who you are. And I think that players, like a guy like Rodgers, will respect
you
that.
You don't think you'll see Aaron Rodgers barking at Mike Tomlin on the sideline like
no.
he was Robert Saleh
nope.
last season?
Yeah, the Jets had way better offensive talent than the Steelers have. The Steelers only have DK Metcalf. That's it. Their next best receiver is ancient Robert Woods or Calvin Austin III.
What about Pat Freiermuth? They're okay, tight end. Very good. Very good player.
He's very fine.
And your defense is good.
Congrats, Pat.
The Jets' defense was supposed to be good, too, Wiggy.
Yeah, but guess what?
They're super talented.
Your coaching staff is better. Whose coaching staff is better? The Pittsburgh Steelers or the Jets of last year?
Steelers.
The Steelers,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to an environment where there's a better coaching staff in place. And that means you'll be able to maybe get a guy who might be a little bit like Aaron Rodgers, who's a little bit wacky and weird, to buy in versus a coaching staff that has no clue.
The other thing, though, Wiggs, and I know you agree, what the 40-year-old Brady, when he went to Tampa, he was holding illegal practices with the receivers during the pandemic. He moved there full-time. He was fully enmeshed with Byron Leftwich and the entire receiving corps.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is waiting to sign until the eve of mandatory training camp, and he is not nearly as invested as Tom was.
Well, I don't compare him.
Well,
to Brady.
He was waiting because he thought it was going to be 19 M's, not 10 M's.
Right.
And like, I'm not comparing him to Brady and Brady going to Tampa Bay. I just think that Rodgers is in a better situation than he was when he was with the Jets, and I put a lot of that because of the coaching staff. The same way we look at the Patriots coaching staff being able to maybe get more out of the players that were here last year that Mayo staff couldn't get out of those guys.
Shime texters saying that the win total didn't move because they knew Aaron Rodgers was going to sign there. So,
well, I didn't make the win total.
That was my comment.
But either way, like you. Even if you just assumed Rodgers was going to be there, like their win total hasn't moved from last year is kind of the ultimate point, right? It's the exact same thing as it was last year. 9.5 because Tomlin generally always goes just above 500 or better. So they're going to finish 9-8 or 10-7, and they're going to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs again because they haven't won a first round playoff game in what, like over a decade, I believe, at this
their
point.
Their last playoff win was the game preceding the AFC Championship
9 years
in 2016.
Ago.
Yeah. 9 years ago.
It's hard for me because I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I do hope that he plays well for them. Like I think Mike Tomlin is an underrated coach and gets too much hate. Derek,
well, you'll
the
get
Steelers
to see him
fan.
Week three, too.
Yeah.
Right. And so like I hope that it works out for them. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers loving the fact that Mike Tomlin is well-respected and can handle him. Can handle the diva aspect that Aaron Rodgers is.
Can you wait until Ben Volen starts grilling Aaron Rodgers in advance of week three about vaccinations?
You think he needs to be the BDE guy and nobody else can be the BDE guy?
I think he laughed in the face of Saleh. And when Saleh ever said anything bad about Aaron Rodgers, we saw how that played out. That's not going to happen in Pittsburgh. They're not going to out Mike Tomlin if he hurts Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but
feelings.
I also think he respects Tomlin more than he respected Robert Saleh.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Yeah, he's a raging narcissist. Like
you can still be a narcissist.
He had the same thing with Mike McCarthy. Didn't get along. Then the new young guy, whatever
LaFleur.
Then it was Saleh, and now it'll be Tomlin.
LaFleur's a really good coach.
It'll always be somebody else's fault. Look at what the Packers were after Aaron Rodgers left. They won a playoff game with Jordan Love, or they made the playoffs with Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Like, I find that Aaron Rodgers maybe, like, we are viewing this totally incorrectly. He's going to ruin the Steelers this year.
The great thing about it is we're going to find out. And I don't think he ruins them because of what Mike Tomlin is to that organization. If Tomlin can handle AB and Rodgers is not buying,
you always say that.
But if Rodgers is not buying,
it's a different kind of thing. Yeah, though.
When it's like, the quarterback, it's very.
But
different.
When Rodgers is not,
and
buying,
also it's a different kind of narcissism. Like if I can explain it that way,
yeah.
AB was more crazy. Rodgers is a narcissist. Right. There's the difference,
right? But if Rodgers is not buying in with Tomlin, Tomlin will just sit his ass, or move on from him.
So he'd get him cut.
Yeah, or just move on from
it. So then you think there's a chance it's not injury related, he just isn't on the team because he's released.
Yeah.
I believe in the power of manifestation.
If Tomlin,
you and I agree, there is a chance that he doesn't make it through the entire
season. Yeah, I mean, if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, Tomlin's just going to move on. But I think Rodgers knows, based on, you know, just being in the league and probably of talking to people, knows what Tomlin's all about. And then you have a guy like Cam Heyward who's on the defense, who's a leader in that law. Like, you have leaders in
who
that.
Who said that, why are we waiting for Aaron Rodgers?
Right, right. So you have guys in that locker room who are not going to take no ish. So if Rodgers starts, you know.
So you think all of a sudden at 40, Aaron Rodgers will be an accountable person?
No, I think the environment that he's going to be in is completely different than what he's used to being in.
Right. He doesn't have the power, but still thinks he deserves it.
But he's in a completely different environment. So if you're not buying, the same way when Rodney Harrison got to New England, it's a different environment. And you got to buy in, especially when you have big leaders in that locker room, mm-hmm. guys that are like Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, you know, guys who have a voice that you, as a guy who's coming in, you go,
you
okay,
have to listen to it.
Yeah,
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy who does that.
No way.
But maybe
he's never been around people like that before. Yeah. You think if T.J. Watt and Cam Heyward go up to Rodgers and be like, "Hey man, you better check your attitude at the door."
Do that.
He'll say, good point, young sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
He ain't those never... Green Bay teams were awesome.
No,
and
but
he was still
Sean,
blew his way
Sean,
out of town.
Sean, he was always the top dog in Green Bay. Now you're coming to a team where you have guys that have been there forever, that have set the kind of culture. There's no way you're coming there and talking slick and Cam Heyward's not saying something to you.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. That was Shime's lead this morning. It's not going to end well for Aaron Rodgers.
We'll
and
find
the Steelers.
Out.
And if you missed any of the leads, you can always go back and listen to them on the Odyssey app. One of the great features is the rewind, and you can take in anything that you may have missed. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox get a win last night 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive sixth inning had the Sox scoring 5 runs. The Sox now home to take on the Rays 7-10. First pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. And the Stanley Cup Final have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with 2 goals, including the overtime game winner. The series is tied at 1 apiece. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. tonight. In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans here at home. It's mandatory minicamp. And for the tennis heads out there, Coco Gauff won her first French Open on the women's side, her second major win. And on the men's side, it was a wild one with Carlos Alcaraz coming back from the dead to beat out Jannik Sinner. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We have Hill Notes coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about 40 minutes or so at 10, and you can talk Red Sox and a series win over the Yankees with them all morning and well into the afternoon. And we are going to get to Hill Notes momentarily. Twitch Mitch put a poll up. And I'm not sure of the current results, Curtis. You might be able to check it, but
56-44.
Okay. Are you mad at Devers for yogging it out last night? And looks like a couple hundred votes in, and 55.7% of you are, and 44% of you don't mind if Rafael Devers takes a little break when running to first base.
I didn't vote yet. Let me just.
Is that Courtney vote on that? I know you don't care. Nope. Yes, Curtis?
A quick couple notes. I read Volin yesterday. I don't know what's wrong with me, but he had interesting nuggets in his Sunday notes from the Globe. He gives the Patriots a hard time for not giving more than $200,000 in workout bonuses for Steph Diggs, saying if they wanted him here, they could have given him more money to show up. Which is bizarre.
That's ridiculous.
And another interesting one. So Lamar Jackson has not been at the facility with the Ravens.
Mm-mm.
And if he showed up to work out there, he would get $750,000.
Right.
And he just said no thanks.
It's actually $1.5 million in total that he's like, yeah, I'm good.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
some people don't show up for the – I mean, I remember when I played, guys had workout bonuses and were like, nope.
Is it – and I'm not kidding here. Is it just the travel? Like, you can – I think like that – they don't want to be bothered?
No, or, I think some people prefer to work out at their – wherever they're from or the – you know, whether it's – Miami, some California.
Well, that's what I'm asking. They don't want to travel to the facilities. They have their own guy or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it's a.
I think it's more that they'd rather work out with their own people in their own environment than, you know.
But also, the team should be okay with that as long as you can verify it. I mean, they want you there, and they want you to be a part of it from a team perspective.
That's why they have workout bonuses to make the incentive, you know. But for some guys, you know, they might look at, you know, Lamar Jackson's one of them, $750,000. Like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need that.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Jealous.
I remember guys that did it and like, damn, you turning down $500,000 just to stay in Cali and work out?
Can I stay twice as long and get their bonus?
What? Yeah, I'll work out for them.
Right.
Listen, it's how you perform when it matters.
Sit.
As was proven this weekend in Michigan on the golf course with that smooth 90.
You're damn right.
Somebody threw in there.
How was the food?
The food was delightful. We went out to the Airy restaurant right there at Grand Traverse Friday night, and I had a pork tomahawk. Holy smokes. That was the best piece of pork I've ever eaten. That thing was awesome.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgina?
Yeah, you could say that, Greg. I wouldn't say that because I don't like that word. I would say fabulous.
Did you take pictures of the pork?
I'll send one over to Mitch.
Yeah, not enough on the social medias from you.
What do you mean? I was ripping the stories left and right.
I agree with Courtney.
Yeah.
I was left wanting more.
Same.
Some who saw you perform at Granite Links don't believe it's possible for you to shoot 90. As you did on the bear.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people doubt me, and I understand. I don't blame you for the doubt. I recognize it, but I crumpled at Granite Links. It is what it is. I take that. I take that on the chin.
What was Chimes if we were not doing match play, but we were doing stroke play?
What would he have shot
for five?
For five?
In those five holes, how much? What was it? Was like 50?
Yeah, I think he was at 50.
No, I was not at 50.
Okay, 46.
Yeah.
46, 47 or something like that. I mean, you tripled several holes of the five.
And things were only getting worse and worse. So if we made it to nine, right. I'm thinking like you were around the
through Hyundai. Five holes, I think I was just over, I think I was like around 34.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely
Courtney.
Not.
Yes, Courtney. You're bad at math. I do the math.
I am,
it's very
but
simple.
Absolutely not.
Like 8 and 7 is 15. Add another 5. Add another 6. That's another 11. There's 26. You only need one more hole. Even if it's an 8, it's still only 34.
I don't know. Curtis was your caddy. And
I
wasn't getting 10s on every hole, guys.
Certainly weren't looking like a 10.
True.
Oh, that meal does look good, though, Shime.
It was.
What was the slope? Like when it came to the rating, what was the slope on this on the bear?
Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Now I'm going to have to go out there to Michigan and kick your ass on that course, too.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't even have a hole.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I just think the Michigan golf people will have me if I want to go out there.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely they would.
Okay. How was the inaugural flight out there?
The inaugural flight was great. When we landed, there was a huge welcome party as well. The JetBlue people waved us as we departed, and then we were welcomed in. There was a giant cherry pie, which was also delicious.
Oh, is that what they're known for in Michigan, is a cherry pie?
In Traverse City, yeah. It's the cherry capital of the world, Greg.
Really?
Actually,
wow.
The only place in the world that produces more tart cherries is in Turkey.
Turkey,
really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Oh. How long's that flight time?
Sub 2 hours. It
wow.
was...
I bet it's
literally.
Not much.
So, like, if you're sitting in traffic going to the Cape or Maine, and you're sitting there, you hate traffic, just take a flight,
Greg,
over to Traverse City, Michigan.
I have a question for the three of you.
Yeah.
If you were shooting for an 89, you need a putt to get under 90.
Mm-hmm.
You're at this great golf course. You're at an event with great sponsors of this radio station. Wouldn't you have that putt on camera?
Yes.
Especially considering you were just embarrassed in the last time we saw you on a golf course. Here you are, an opportunity to redeem yourself. Have the people from Traverse that you're golfing with say, here's Shime looking to get an 89, break 90 after he was broken by Greg Hill.
Absolutely.
It's a good
bounce back. Putting for the 89, Curtis. I was just off the green, chipped on, and then one putted for the 90.
Okay, even if you're getting a 90, right. I would get that on camera.
Yeah.
Like, that is an awesome accomplishment.
And it's good advertisement
right.
for our friends, yeah.
Like, well, you had no documentation of your play anywhere. All I saw was that your phone ate first.
He missed the puck because he had cherry pie juice all over his putter.
Dude, I'm telling you, Greg, that cherry pie, the cherries, I also had, so before we had the pork tomahawk, we were having a bit of a charcuterie. And
that's a lot of meat.
They had a cherry jam.
Oh. Mm.
It was addictive. I know it was so good.
I know you was a big cherry pie guy.
I wasn't, Wiggy. Yeah. That's the thing. I've eaten cherries maybe two or three times in my life.
Yeah.
Outside I like of
cherry.
Like.
I'm an apple pie guy. I don't want to even touch the cherry pie.
Wiggy, this cherry pie would change your life. Mm. I swear.
Not a cherry eater.
May need a warrant rejoin.
Right. Oh, I can, okay. I can cook that up for you.
If you could.
I mean, after what happened with the Twitchers in Maine, I think that's apropos.
Those Twitch people have a lot of fun, I'll tell you.
They get after
travel?
Them.
Yep.
My Lord.
Wild night.
Oh, dumping them out left and right.
So was
without
it,
even being instigated.
What was
it? It wasn't inadvertent, uh-huh. But it was out of the
unsolicited.
It was unsolicited.
No beads or nothing being thrown.
No,
why did
Ken was throwing trucker hats?
Why did it happen?
Huh?
Why did it happen?
I don't know. Celebrating the Indiana Pacers and their dominance of maybe the a win. OKC Thunder.
Maybe they were a Pacers fan.
I don't know.
Oh, huge boobs.
Christy in the Twitch chat said it was a goodbye dropout of the boobs.
Oh,
so
it
was like a walk off.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Ken did that same thing at the Lobster Bar.
Dumped out. I love they call it dumped out.
You've heard that.
I've never heard dumped
dump
out.
Dump
them
out?
In
you've
my
never
life,
heard somebody say
in
that?
In my life. Nope. Nope. I've never heard it.
Ken had 1 3/4 seltzers at the house, Curtis.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
I saw him sipping a Modelo. I was like, you wild man.
My Lord, it was fantastic. All right. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you best call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Shime. We all know that anybody can walk in the clubhouse, grab a scorecard, and write down whatever numbers they feel like it to make it look like they shot a 90. I'm sorry, bud. No effing way you shot a 90.
Yeah, leave what you would like. It's fine.
And from Ken Laird, I asked him just now, odds that Shime shot a 90. He replied, more likely that Belichick wins a national championship.
See, that's the problem. No one's ever going to believe anything he says about what he shoots.
That's fine.
Because of his performance. What you're going to have to do is film yourself basically every single, the whole round to prove.
Live stream.
Yeah, to prove that you could, you know, that you did shoot a 90.
Hey, Greg, hitting a post. Is that you stubbing your toe on the bedpost while you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night multiple times?
Yeah. Well, it happens as you age. You do have to get up and go more than you used to, but it's not that inconvenient.
No.
That's what happens.
Hey, Shine, just like your golf game, that stinks, and your recollection of Dak Prescott is also crap. Number 6 and number 2. 2 times he was in the top 10 in MVP voting. Number 2 and number 6. Look it up. Good job, Sean. Peace.
Yeah,
so the
say?
Argument was top 5 quarterback, so the number 6 is completely irrelevant, you dope. And secondly, just because you finished number 2 in MVP voting 1 year does not make you a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. Because that year, literally everybody would have put 6 or 7 other quarterbacks ahead of him. He has never... and will never be a top 5 quarterback.
I'm stopping.
But then why was he? Wait. That year, he was the second most valuable player in the NFL.
Right.
Okay.
So that would make him, by definition, a
top
5
quarterback.
According to the voting of that year. But if you had asked anybody, Curtis, who the top 5 quarterbacks are in the NFL are at the end of the season, his name would not have been one of them.
But we're not saying every year, but his name has been one of them.
No, it has.
Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow here of recently would probably be your top 4. There are plenty of people out there before the second injury that, you know, even if it was a few years ago, that would have...
Oh, when Tom Brady was in the league? There's a fifth one for
no,
you.
No, that would
He's
have,
only been out of the league for like 2 years.
No, that would have Dak in their top 5.
No, nobody has had Dak in the top 5 ever.
Shime, stop it.
He might have broken the top 10. He has never been a top 5 quarterback.
Shime,
people that are just completely making up history,
it's not
putting him in the top 5
history.
Is insane.
People have their own top five.
Yes.
And I'm willing to bet
no media person has put him in the top five.
Stop it. They've had arguments on ESPN.
You don't have him in your top five.
No. But they've had arguments on ESPN a few years ago about Dak Prescott, you know, and where he would fall. And, you know, he's not making $65 million a year because people don't think he's a top five quarterback.
Wiggy. Yes, he is. That's the quarterback market.
No, it's not. It is not the quarterback market.
You don't have to be a top five quarterback to make $60 million anymore.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Is Brock Purdy making $65 million a year?
You're pretty close.
No, he's not.
He's in the 50s, Wiggy. That's literally the market.
He's not in the 50s. Go look at it. He's not in the 50s.
Okay, Justin Herbert's making a ridiculous amount of money.
But he's not in the 50s. He's not.
What do you mean? Yes, he is.
No, Justin Herbert is not. Go look at it. Stop it. Go look at it. When you look at the money, Justin Herbert and who's the guy I just said from San Francisco, Brock Purdy, are not making...
Justin Herbert, $52.5 million. Brock Purdy, $53. Jared Goff, $53. Tua, $53. Trevor Lawrence is
making like $60.
Yeah, $55.
What's Dak Prescott making?
$60.
All right.
They're all... Wiggy, it's all in the same ballpark.
I rest my case. That's a top five quarterback. He's making $60 million.
Wiggy, you are so unbelievably wrong.
No, I'm not.
You are so off.
Shime, I am not on this one. There are people out there.
You just told me three guys were making $50 million, and I gave you eight.
All right, so they were 52 and 53. I just said that there are plenty of people out there, for NFL experts, that have Dak Prescott, would have him or had him in top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's on C.J. Stroud's top five.
Yeah, you don't finish second in MVP voting and doesn't matter if it's one time.
Can you guys settle this over a pork tenderloin and a cherry pie, please?
There's no arguing
pork tenderloin. Tenderloin, yes. Cherry pie, no, I don't do cherry pie.
I love a porn tenderloin.
Yes, I do that.
Everyone's so quick to jump on Courtney when she mispronounces a word. And I was listening to the Ken and Curtis show Saturday. Angry Principal Dave was 100% right with a definition of the word nepotism. And Curtis, because he says it, he thinks whatever he says is fact, was 100% wrong. He's so fraudulent, and you guys just sit there and take it. Oh, he's such a joke. What is 100% accurate is he's a numbnuts.
I didn't hear Angry Principal Dave on the show Saturday. But.
I always thought nepotism was just family related. I guess it's also friends. I never had friends growing up, so it was always applied to me based on my dad.
Oh, you missed again. All right, Curtis. From Saturday's show, let me give you the definition of nepotism. It involves using one's position of power, which Ken Laird has, to unfairly benefit family members or close friends. In a workplace setting, okay, Ken can promote or give you whatever job he wants, and that's what he's done because he couldn't tell me your job description on the morning show, numbnuts. Listen, I have tried to get along with you, but you continue to challenge me, and I'll challenge you again. Numbnuts Invitational, let's have a round of golf, and if you beat me, I'll leave you alone. What do you say, numbnuts?
I say very simply, it was strange that a grown man driving to ref basketball games called into a radio show asking Ken to define my job, which he did. And there is zero chance you're coming to my golf tournament. You will never be invited. The only time I've ever met you, you lied about our relationship, saying that we're good friends and you love me. Why would I waste my time with you again? So Shime's invited, Jackson's invited, everybody's invited. It is not going on if Dave shows up. I will never golf with you. I will never see you again in public.
Yeah. Ken didn't give you this job. What's he talking about?
Well, it's just people are so weird.
I mean,
he's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that nepotism was people that aren't your family members.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't know that it was associates or friends.
I had no idea.
You learned something new every day.
Yeah. I thought you got to be blood related.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's the Shime Stinks guy here. First off, had a great time at the road show. Second off, Greg, if you want to sell some shirts for your foundation, all you got to do is put Shime Stinks stinks on them because everybody loved them. Mm. I could have sold 100 of those babies there because at the end of the day, Shime still stinks. Mm. I'll see you guys next year.
Maybe we should do a Shime Stinks shirt. Oh. Or, you're going to the Bernie's Roadshow, right?
I'll be at the pregame. I don't know that I'll actually be at the roadshow the day of.
All right.
Shime Stinks guy, very nice. Won one of our raffles.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice guy.
Josh, there, I think
there
his
he
name
is. You can see him on Twitch right now. Good guy.
Yeah.
Wiggy, man, I don't know if it's like Monday and you're just cranky or what, but your baseball takes suck lately, all right? Devers is a fat, lazy baby, and you know what would help get Roman Anthony up to the majors? If Devers played first base. But you know what? Whatever. As long as he keeps hitting, sure, I'm fine with it. But he is a big old baby, and he's annoying as all hell. Anyways, I guarantee the Red Sox get swept by the Rays just to continue this roller coaster of a season. Taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees that nobody saw coming, Rays are going to sweep.
Yeah, we all agree that Devers is a baby. No one's disputing that.
Yeah.
And no one disputes that one bit, but he's your best hitter.
But if they take this series with the Rays, don't we have to acknowledge that they're right back in it? They're back. They take this next series, they're back.
Yeah, that'll put them closer to being right in the wild card mix. Yeah, I mean, you could easily say that.
Yeah.
So I got an idea. You guys should come up with a premium membership where people can pay like $5 a month through Odyssey. And instead of us listening to commercials, we just listen to Jackson talk about current events for 5 minutes.
It's a good idea.
It is a pretty good idea.
Where was that recorded?
I don't know.
Of course, they made it. They made the cut, though.
It was Jackson using a voice changer.
Coco, let me give you some advice. Don't ever have a child. You have the perfect life right now. Nobody loves the little party life like you. Your mimosas, your brunch, your 4-hour dinners, your happy hour, your trips to Nantucket, to Miami. All the fun stuff you do right now, gone the second you pop a kid out. Don't do it. Enjoy the rest of your life, because once you have a kid, you will be the most miserable person ever, because nobody loves the party life like Coco does.
Mm.
Yeah, I learned that from my parents, and my parents had me and didn't miss a beat. So that's my hope.
Oh, no. You got to definitely put your foot on the brake.
Also,
a
it's not like a party life. We sit down and have and share a bottle of wine. People act like I'm out doing like Molly.
Well, I think it's the social media.
Like yeah.
I really didn't post much this weekend.
What do you consider much? I mean,
I really didn't.
I saw I think I did two stories a day. I'm not critical. I saw.
Like two stories a day?
Little dinners and things. And
yeah.
I mean, no more weddings.
Yeah.
Coming from you. I mean, the dinners, phone eats first.
That's all I can post is food. I don't do anything else exciting.
Yeah, you'd have to pull back on the weddings and the island trips.
Yeah.
Well, all my friends are about to be married, so we're past that stage.
So, Curtis's best friend is a drug addict and he's on Ozempic. Jesus, Curtis. Remind me to never tell you anything that I don't want repeated.
No, not a drug addict, but it was noteworthy. You know, we're victims of our life, Greg. We have to talk about interesting things that happen. And
true,
you know,
is the guy going to be okay?
Yeah, he went home.
Okay,
they tried to get him to go to the hospital. He was fine. His wife drove home.
Lucky he didn't bang his head off something.
That's it.
He did.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah, he gashed his eye.
Man.
I just read a report that Ozempic is making. Some men are claiming that Ozempic is making their penises bigger.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah, I did see that.
I think it's really just it's the first time they've seen it.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
It's the FUBA. Once the FUBA gets skinny.
Well, yeah, if you lose weight, you gain an inch or two, they say.
As the FUBA.
Save that.
FUBA gets skinny.
It's a FUBA.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, that fatty area right above.
No, I know what it is. It's FUPA.
Yeah, but it's for women call it that or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Greg's a big fan of FUBU.
Can I put a recruitment campaign going for an invite of all Twitchers to the North Shore, Gloucester, Rockport, roadshow. We would love to have you, and I'm sure we can find a hot tub.
There you go.
Wilding out.
Yeah.
Apparently there's more photos out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they have fun wherever they go.
Yep.
Love the Twitchers.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, excellent. Job well done. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily. Adam Jones is here. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
I will say this. Roadshow didn't hit quite the same without you two there.
Well, I was listening in my car when you guys were voting on roadshows, and I was happy to hear Newport seemed like we were in attendance for a good one, is what it seemed. Yeah, not to disparage any other roadshows, but it seemed like we were at a good one.
I forgot that must be the reason why Newport's my favorite. Jones and Keith were there.
Oh yes,
that is why.
We were all thinking it.
Yep.
Well, will we see you at another, or is that up to Ken Laird? Or
ooh, well, it's probably ultimately up to you, I would say, and then. Ken Laird as well. I think we would love to attend another road show. Keith was out of town this weekend. He was in lovely, lovely Cleveland for the week.
Cleveland?
Yes, or weekend, rather.
Weekend, yeah.
Yes, and so we were talking about in the future getting into the cornhole tournament at Old Orchard.
Yes.
Not that I'm much of a player.
Oh, we would love to have you there.
But
that would be
a good thing, if nothing else, to get into in the future. Mm.
Yeah, no, it was great. A lot of hardos, a lot of guys with... their own bags, and a lot of guys wearing gloves, and a lot of guys with team shirts. So
I saw Curtis yesterday in Charlestown. He was at the Touch a Truck, and so he had his kid there, you know, climbing into fire trucks and things like that. My son was there as well. He was telling me guys were shooting cornhole like the whole day before.
Yes, the day before at the hotels, they would set up the cornholes, and I kid you not, we got done the show on Friday at what? I got back to the place around 11. They were there from 11 until 9 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's why they're that good.
You got to lock it. You got to lock
into
it.
Yeah,
they don't miss.
Yeah, they are. You know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. That sort of idea.
It's like over 40 softball. They are into it. Are you feeling different about your Red Sox this morning?
I feel a little better. I mean, they did the bare minimum they had to do. And so I feel a little better. I heard you guys arguing about the Devers stuff. I'm more with you, I believe, than certainly Wiggy on Devers. It just the whole thing just bothers me. I mean, if he's going to hit at the end of the day, I guess that's his job. But the whole thing bothers me that he can't even run down the line.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't brush it aside because he hit a home run when they were already going to win the game. I mean, he tacked on a home run when they were already up 4 runs.
Yeah.
And so it's a relatively meaningless home run. It was pretty meaningful, it felt like, when he didn't run it out down the first baseline. And his whole year to me has just been annoying. And I'm mostly annoyed with Cora about it. Like the
he
way
makes
Cora
excuses for him correct. Left and right.
The,
I mean, that's what
the way
said.
Cora's handled the whole thing is the most annoying part to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's his thing, is he's a player's manager, right? And so that's, I've been told that that's the beauty of Alex Cora.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe if you would have handled the situation differently in the beginning, you wouldn't be here. And yeah, it might have been a meaningless home run that he hit after that, but if it wasn't for Devers and what he's been able to do, I mean, you already stink. Can you imagine where this team would be without him? They would really stink.
I don't know. I try to imagine it sometimes, and it may not be that bad.
Show me who else you're going to get to replace, you know, where he's at, the RBIs and the home runs.
So now, good question. I don't know. One of the ones that I was open to in the offseason was him for Vladdy, but, you know, trades like that.
Right.
Did you want them to get a deal done with him two seasons ago?
Yes. I wanted him more than Bogarts. Mm-hmm. I would have signed him before Bogarts. I didn't blame him for that, but I also didn't know how giant of a baby he was at the time. I was unaware of that.
And do you think that there's anything he could do to gain you back?
Yeah. I think I'd like to win. Yeah, well, I'd like to see him be a team player. Like, it's really not that hard to pick up a glove and go play somewhere else, which I think would get Roman Anthony up here. The discussion for most of the weekend, Campbell had a good weekend, but the idea is, well, you got to send down Campbell to get Roman Anthony up here, or you got to trade Jaron Duran or Willier Abreu to get Anthony up here. And it's like, you know, if you just freed up DH, Anthony could be here tomorrow.
Right.
And so to me, that's a big roadblock for the team, that all he had to do was be a team player. It would free it up.
So you guys will be talking about that.
Yes, we're going to start with that. We got some Pats minicamp as well. You're going to hear Vrabel live. I think he's now at 12:15. The Pats just moved the time.
Okay.
But you'll hear Vrabel live with us today, from training camp today as well.
All right. Awesome. Well, we will be listening. So Jones and Keefe next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6 and working here for 4 days and then off to the Cape for roadshow number 5 in this fourth roadshow season. Have a fantastic Monday. Thanks for listening and for your patronage. Now the time has come for
leaving. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.